The MyPillow guy, Mike Lindell, yanks his ads from Fox News. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 30th day of July. Thanks, as always, for being with us. In other business news, tax returns and former President Trump is a story. The Delta variant has many digging out their face coverings and businesses are confused. Also, working from home may continue for many employees. Door knocking to find a house to buy? Yeah, it's a thing. Johnson & Johnson and another talc cancer case decision. We've got the Wall Street Report, and hey, if you're looking for a gig, we've got a hot tip for you. And because it's Friday, Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine is in to chat it up about stuff to do this weekend into next week. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Tarot International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at ntpda.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at oasisadvantage.com.
Once again, thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're with us for the ride again today. Well, one of the biggest advertisers on Fox News just pulled all of his advertising. And you might wonder, why? CNBC is reporting that Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, said he's pulling ads from Fox News after the network said it wouldn't take one of his commercials promoting a symposium that will press election fraud claims. MyPillow is one of Fox News' and Tucker Carlson's biggest advertisers. Lindell said he spent nearly $50 million on the network last year and about $19 million so far this year to run his ads. Lindell told CNBC in a phone interview he made the decision to back out after Fox News declined to run a one-minute spot that promotes a cyber symposium, which he will be live streaming from August 10th to August 12th. Since the 2020 presidential election, Lindell has pressed claims of widespread election fraud with votes stolen from President Trump. However, security and election officials have found no proof of such activity. Lindell said the ad would not mention Trump's claims of voter fraud, but the story noted that Lindell has said the symposium will prove the election was stolen because of tampering with election machines. Meanwhile, speaking of former President Trump, the Justice Department told the Treasury Department that it must turn over former President Donald Trump's tax returns to the House Ways and Means Committee, which first requested them more than 2 years ago. CNN is reporting the direction came in an opinion released Friday by the Justice Department's Office of Legal Counsel, which provides legal advice to the executive branch. The House panel says the tax returns could, quote, reveal hidden business entanglements, raising tax law and other issues, including conflicts of interest, affecting proper execution of the former president's responsibilities, end quote. It is unclear whether Trump, who has intervened in the case in his personal capacity, will continue to fight the release of the returns in court. A lawyer for Mr. Trump did not immediately respond to a request for comment. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a directive that even vaccinated people should be wearing masks indoors when others are in crowded spaces. Now, the reason is because this highly contagious Delta variant is now hitting communities across the country. Meanwhile, businesses are now grappling with what to do just 2 months after the CDC said fully vaccinated people could do away with their face coverings. Some companies are moving forward and asking clients and shoppers to go back to wearing masks. Others are not so sure, and in some states, governors are pushing back on the mask directive and suggesting it's simply a political stunt. Stay tuned. One thing is for sure, the high-flying stock market had a bit of a sell-off today as investors continue to track the new surge in COVID-19 cases here in the United States. And I'll share those numbers with you in just a bit. In a related story, several companies are pushing back their move to get workers back into the office, and they're pushing it back to 2022. CNBC is reporting that in the past few weeks, a handful of the most influential tech companies in the United States, including Google and Apple, delayed their return dates from September to October. On Wednesday, Lyft CEO Logan Green announced it will push its September return date back by 6 months until February 2nd of 2022. Last week, software company Asseja also pushed back its return to office date for all San Francisco and New York employees to no earlier than February 1st of next year. With cases rising in all 50 states in recent weeks and the potential that it could get worse in the fall, business leaders are taking another strong look at continuing with a work-from-home approach. Well, it's a growing trend as people anxious to buy a home are starting to go, get this, door-to-door, trying to make an offer, even if the house isn't for sale. Money is reporting that according to real estate agents, unsolicited offers are on the rise as house hunters struggle to find affordable properties in a market plagued by rising prices, low supply, and bitter competition. So why is all this going on? Well, get this. Total for-sale housing inventory is down 31% from the same time last year, and nearly two-thirds of buyers found themselves in bidding wars in June. So what are they doing about it? Well, the approach looks something like this. A buyer has their heart set on a specific neighborhood or community, but's been unsuccessful in snagging a home there. After months of searching, they decide to pivot, targeting unlisted homes in the area instead. They or their agent will knock on doors, send out letters, or even text owners with out-of-the-blue offers to buy their house. Sometimes the letters include family photos, and others, there's an actual number attached to the deal. So while it is all very bold, does it work? Well, real estate agents say it doesn't, but that's not kept some house hunters going it alone and knocking on those doors. In yet another decision, a jury has found that Johnson & Johnson is not responsible for a woman's cancer. Bloomberg is reporting the jurors in St. Clair County, Illinois, rejected a demand by the family of Elizabeth Driscoll for J&J to pay as much as $50 million in damages over her death in 2016. It's the latest court win for the company, which faces thousands of lawsuits across the country over its iconic baby powder. The verdict comes the same week J&J was sued by National Council of Negro Women for allegedly marketing baby powder to black women, even though it knew the product could cause ovarian cancer. J&J pulled its talc-based powders off the market in the United States and Canada last year. According to an April securities filing, J&J still faces about 29,000 similar suits over its talc-based powders. That number has grown by more than 30% from last year, and the company in February set aside more than $4 billion to cover settlements and legal costs of the cases. Well, it was the final trading day for the month of July, and investors, well, they decided to sell. Equities retreated today as investors continue to worry about not only increasing COVID cases, but also slow growth among some major tech companies that dominated the markets for most of the past year. Amazon dropped by 7.6% in its biggest decline since May of 2020. Tech stocks, including Microsoft, also weighed down the Dow. At the bell, the Dow lost 149 points to close out the week at 34,935. The NASDAQ fell by 105 points to 14,672. And the S&P 500 was down by 23 points to close the week out at 43.95. Pinterest stock plunged by 18% to a two-month low after analysts said the company's monthly user trends were disappointing. Oil prices rose with West Texas Intermediate crude settling at $73.95 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year T-note declined 4 basis points to 1.23%. And finally, there is this. If you're looking for a good job and a successful career, we might just have a hot tip for you. It seems the restaurant industry isn't the only sector feeling the high demand, understaffed pinch. Consultants are some of the most sought after workers right now as countless companies face challenging work situations. Yet new data revealed 2 in 3 firms say they are short-staffed, and consequently, 1 in 5 consultants turn work down. On top of that, Source Global Research says retention and recruiting are big issues. So how can consultants map the future when they can't seem to hire, right? Business consulting. You in? All right, stay with us, because it is Friday, and Jeff Pitts from CityView is in to chat about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. Go ahead, listen up. You deserve it. Get out there. Have some fun already.